From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Unionized workers at the Fairbanks Scales plant in St. Johnsbury are back on the job after a week-long strike. On Tuesday, workers from the United Electrical 234 ratified a three-year contract, which includes wage increases and improvements in health insurance coverage. Union representative Chad McGinnis says the company met most of the union's key goals. 65 workers went on strike November 1st. Fairbanks spokeswoman Ingrid Adele said the company is pleased an agreement has been reached and officials look forward to returning to business as usual. Two of the three Act 46 plans that were up for a vote Tuesday were rejected. Wyndham Southeast Superintendent Lyle Holliday said turnout was strong in Brattleboro, Guilford, Dummerston, and Putney. The merger plan was rejected by a wide margin there. A plan to merge four school districts in the southwestern Vermont Supervisory Union around Bennington failed by just a handful of votes. And in the Upper Valley, Chelsea and Tunbridge did approve their merger. Researchers at the University of Vermont have received a nearly $600,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency to study the effects of cyanobacteria, otherwise known as blue-green algae. The study will focus on the links between human health and blue-green algae blooms, along with the human reaction to those blooms. Rochelle Gould is a professor at UVM's Rubenstein School for the Environment and Natural Resources. She says they'll be looking at whether cyanobacteria toxins are in the fish people eat from the lake and whether there's any link between blue-green algae and potentially fatal health conditions.
The second component is digging in a little bit to the research that's sort of emerging on the connection, the potential connection between cyanobacteria and ALS. It's still emerging research. It's really unclear exactly what's going on. So that sort of phenomenon or correlation has been observed, and this research is really looking into the mechanism.
Another component of the research looks at the non-material ways that blooms affect people and will examine how the community responds to them and whether it leads to any political or policy action. The three-year research project will be based in St. Albans Bay in the community around St. Albans. Killington is the first resort in the eastern United States to open for skiing and snowboarding. The resort says it made use of the recent cold temperatures to crank up the snow guns and cover some trails, allowing them to open today for some pass holders. Chloe Elliott of the Ski Vermont Trade Group says the state ski season is underway. Bounce Snow and Akemo plan to open this Saturday, followed by Stowe on November 17th and the Sugarbush Resort on November 18th. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details mostly sunny, highs low to mid-40s, closer to 40 degrees over the higher terrain north. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the upper teens to mid-20s. Sun mixes with some afternoon clouds tomorrow, highs in the 40s to near 50 degrees. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.